like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. Today is April 5th. The time is 8:47 a.m. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Pratt, Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Mason, Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here. Congressman Supernaw, would you please lead us in a word of prayer?
Father God, be with us today as we deliberate the business of the nation. Protect them. Comfort our soldiers overseas and protect the nation. Watch after our police and firemen here at home who watch after the nation. Bless our people and comfort them wherever they may be in the world. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Can we approve them real quick? Motion to approve. Is there a second?
Got 6 years and 0 days. Said I was absent.
Do you have something to find?
I don't remember seeing an appropriation.
The 27th was...
Second day of session, I believe we had an emergency and not able to be here.
Change that to 5, please, as amended.
Second.
Good.
The motion and a second to approve the minutes as amended. Any more discussion about that, or any discussion about that? All in favor?
I have a question, Dick. You show Congresswoman Pratt. Let's see. Oh no, it's Congresswoman Edwards that shows when she came in. Walker is the other one. Did you show when he came in?
Shannon did though, so they're going to change it to 5.
It's been amended to 5 down there on the journal.
Oh, that's he never did come in. Oh, okay.
Any more discussion? What was that emergency, RJ? All in favor say yes. Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion carries. Also, just off of these minutes.
When shall we expect to eat those crappies?
Doesn't matter what I say, that's what everyone's going to think.
On these minutes, we had a motion to request a subpoena, the VKD original filing. Believe that. Mr. Gill, that subpoena is going to be due here the 6th, which is tomorrow. Is that the date that was on the subpoena?
I believe that's correct.
So that the subpoena date is the 6th, but I think that if we had I had a talk with Assistant Chief Redcorn that said that they were going to send that over, so I guess we'll receive that tomorrow. Just wanted to cover that since it was in the minutes. So,
can I ask a question? Yes. Do they have it? They have it, obviously.
Well, I think Treasurer Alexander said that he had a copy of it, yes.
Why are they waiting till the response time?
I couldn't have thoughts on that, Shannon.
Okay.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I just thought maybe they told you, but why?
No, I just was told that we would receive it, so that's what I was letting you know. Next item on the agenda is discussion of appropriation priorities. There's been a motion made on the floor of Congress for this commit to all, for, was the motion for all legislation to move to the Appropriations Committee. I was supportive of that motion, and I'm just, as a chair, going to state why and talk about that a little bit before we move on. Our rules only allow us to hold legislation for 24 hours to make recommendations on it. I thought that this, and since we are early in session and legislation was being considered in committees and reported out, I thought that was the best way to kind of put a hold on everything, to send it here. Personally, I think we need to review and see what we have up here. We have two reports in front of you, the appropriated revenue report, and off of that report, we also have a report of the current appropriation legislation for fiscal year 18 that's active right now. And I thought a review of this and some recommendations might be the best way to head. We can have discussion about that, and then I'd like to go into review of that immediately. So that being said.
One point of clarification.
Yes.
My motion was to commit that legislation here, which I don't think then the rule is I don't think the rule applies. Okay, just making sure.
The rule doesn't apply. That's why I was supportive of committing the legislation here, because we didn't have the ability to slow down every piece, and if we did, it was only for a 24-hour period. So to me, this is where we are. Everything was supposed to get committed, but I think this committee needs to have discussion if that's the best way to proceed for the rest of the session, and quite possibly just make a recommendation after we review all the appropriation bills and possibly make a different motion on the floor of Congress after we report. And I'm not thinking that all needs to be done today. We have another meeting scheduled for, is our next meeting Monday? We have a meeting Monday that we can continue to review this if need be. Congresswoman Edwards.
The document 18202 is missing some of the appropriations, right? Or some of the legislation, appropriation legislation.
Mr. Potts, is 202 missing legislation?
I don't believe so. Is there one specific that you were referring to?
Well, I have a bill that appropriates money to two different LLCs.
I believe that would be ONCA 1822. Lot in here for $204,726.
I'm looking at this document right here.
Wait, is there a second sheet?
Okay, let's back up for just a moment. Let's give our budget analyst, Mr. Potts, generated these reports. Would you please explain how the two reports that we have in front of us were? Mr. Potts, the one.
It looks like you've got two copies, 18221.
So don't, the most recent. Don't look at 18202.
No.
Okay.
I'm not sure how we got that one out here.
All right. I'm good.
Apologies.
Thank you.
I don't know.
So,
can we get dates on these things so we can. Does this have a date on it? I guess the timestamp date
the time
is what
standard.
We use. All right.
Yes. And I think that we've discussed that before, and the reason that he does not date each one of these is because it's such a fluid report.
Okay.
So.
It's just hard to tell when it's generated.
I can start dating them.
All right. So the first, as you can see, the first column is the legislative number. The title is the next column. The next column is the amount of that appropriation bill. Then the next three columns divide out which fund or which
revenue source
that it is being requested from. So at the end of the total, at the end of the column, you'll see the total that's requested and the total that's remaining. As far as I know, well, we never know if another appropriation bill is going to be filed. So
amount FY18 means the total of all the requests?
Correct.
Okay.
So.
Please, go ahead.
Just to clarify, the total 2018 as filed is a total appropriation amount. So if somebody were to say how much is outstanding to be considered by the Congress. And that total will be 4.7 million. Now that impacts each revenue source differently, right? So in these next three columns, general fund, economic development, and retained revenue, each of these totals is divided among that revenue source. Totaled at the bottom here, and then it's measured against the balance of each fund to give you an estimated net revenue. So for instance, currently what would come out of the general treasury, or what is filed to come out of the general treasury, is a request of $743,000. So it would leave you with the estimated balance of $700,000 in the general treasury. Estimated to come out of the economic development fund is $3 million. And with a balance of 1.1, would leave you in the red, 1.9 million, if everything were to pass.
What about that first one, 1744?
Yes, sir. So this is generally set up to track legislation that has had movement during the session, whether that's has been filed or it's moved through the committee process. This piece of legislation hasn't moved in some time, so it's not measured here. I'm happy to do that. Just for reference, just adds $1 million to the red.
I don't really think it's going anywhere.
And this report attempts to measure things that are moving through the process. So that is why it has a negative or no impact at this time.
Okay, so I only believe that one bill has, no, I don't believe any of these bills have been reported out of committee that have been appropriation. Is that correct? Is that a correct?
The only bill with an appropriation that has moved was ONCA 1811, which I am accounting for on the appropriated revenue report, the $60,000 for the school walkout fund.
Right. And that moved all the way through, which this is your appropriated revenue report, right?
Which so gives you the new total of 1.4 million remaining in a projected revenue.
But the rest of these appropriation bills have not been reported out of committee and hit the floor of Congress yet, correct?
I don't believe any of them.
Okay. All right. So do you want to proceed by going through the bills that are coming out of general revenue, the general revenue fund? Because to me, that end of that column says we're going to have $700,000 remaining should all of these bills pass as in their former state without amendment. So,
what kind of
question?
Do you want to go through and review each one of these, or do you just want to review the bottom line? How does the committee wish to proceed here?
I just think we need to review the bottom line.
Okay.
Well, at some point, we're going to have to review each bill. I mean, there's going to clearly have to be some reductions.
I agree, but I don't think that we have time today.
Okay.
We need an extended, and you've noticed an extended.
I have, yes, and we're going to meet Monday. And like I said, I don't think we have to come to the bottom of this today. I was just kind of setting you guys up to how I think we're going to proceed with this. I don't think that every bill needs to come here and be considered by this committee, but I think we definitely need to come out with a recommendation on the bills that are.
You mean that 1.9 million that's folded in red is a problem?
A little bit. Well, there's $4.7 million that's requested, and there's $2.5 million available if you include the Economic Development Fund. That's basically it in a nutshell.
Pretty nutty.
I just wanted to remind you that the meeting on Monday is an IFS meeting,
mm-hmm.
and then you have a
Wednesday
and a Thursday
meeting.
1 to 2:30.
1 to 2:30. But Thursday, from what I know, the next Thursday is a day that bills need to be sent over
by 4:30.
By 4:30, in order to override a veto, should anybody want to do that. So that being
that's happening.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So do we want to?
We have 2 weeks total left.
Do we want to do anything else with this report today? And I believe this has been sent to all Congress members, correct?
It will be, yes.
Okay. All right. If not, let's move on and go to the next item on the agenda. I'm seeing that we're finished talking about that. Congressman Walker, please.
I just think everyone needs to know that sits on the committees that considers appropriation bills. They just simply need to know what we have and what's being requested. So when amendments are being considered, everyone needs to know where we stand.
Yes.
So if we can just simply email this to everyone or give everyone a copy.
Yes.
He just said that everybody would get a copy.
I guess that's why each committee has a member on appropriation. So it will be my duty as the representative of GovOps to let everyone know in GovOps how much we have. So I'll take that on.
Thank you, Congressman. Okay. Moving on, we are on agenda item number 6, consideration of ONCA 1804, an act to provide an appropriation from the Minerals Council of the Osage Nation fiscal year 2018 in the amount of $134,750 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards is the sponsor of that bill, and I am giving the floor to you.
All right, thank you. I believe if we pull this bill up, this was a bill I filed back in January, I believe. Let me see.
What is it, 1804?
When was our special session? February?
So I think you filed it.
March 26th.
Was it March? Okay, then March.
It was whenever it was
filed. No, it was filed January 23rd. See the stamp?
I was introduced to 26th. Yes, I see the stamp.
Okay. So you will recall that when, for a long time, the Minerals Council, can you hear me, Cuggy? Okay. That for a long time, the Minerals Council has been stating that they have inadequate space and they have approached the Congress about how to get more space. And at some point, as a member of CA, I believe, I made a request to the executive to attempt to find additional space for both the Minerals Council and the Osage Nation Congress. That effort came back with there is no additional space in this building. I'd ask them specific to the building that we share with the BIA. The BIA, in fact, had been indicating that they were moving some people out of, and some space was going to be freed up, but it turns out they moved additional people in. So there was no space in that building. Then we had the problem with the mold in our offices and in the chambers, in our storage closets, which resulted in our move to this facility. At that time, we were approached by a representative of the Minerals Council who asked if they could have additional space, or the space that we were freeing up, and that resulted in an appropriation to the Minerals Council of $60,000 for moving costs and other costs that it states in the legislation what the purpose is for, and that happened last fall. Well, then I was notified that the Minerals Council, I believe for the first time, or maybe as an ongoing discussion, had been billed for space costs and indirect costs. So, the inquiry was made whether the Congress would help the Minerals Council out with that issue. And in looking at it, we provide an appropriation to each and every agency of the Osage Nation for occupancy and indirect costs. Did I say that right? Does anybody disagree with that statement?
I don't disagree.
As a result, I asked the chairman of the Minerals Council what amount was being requested and asked for an opinion of support, and I received a Minerals Council resolution that I've distributed to all the members. Do you guys have, you know, remember seeing that?
Yes.
Okay. I've asked that that be placed in support documentation of this bill. So, the only...
I do have a copy of it in my email. Thank you.
So, this is a number that comes straight from the Minerals Council resolution. Is it right or wrong? I don't know. It comes from them. So I assume they know what they were asked to pay. I think to make it more clear, I'd like to propose amendment at page 1, line 16, after 2018, insert for build space and indirect costs. So if seconded and passed, it would read, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2018 for build space and indirect costs in the amount of $134,750. Congressman Supernova.
Is that, you didn't make a motion, did you, there?
I did.
I want to discuss something.
Page 1, line 16, after 2018, insert for build space and indirect costs.
Second motion, or the amendment. And there's discussion now. Congressman Supernova.
It's not to argue with this, just I just need to understand. It may be true that we appropriate to all the departments for space costs and indirect costs, but we also appropriate money for wages and everything else. What's the difference here? Why would we be just reimbursing them for space costs and not all the other overhead costs they have if we do it with their, I mean, if that's the rationale.
Well, I agree. And personally, I don't see why they don't prepare a budget and request that. What I have before me right now is what they've requested in the form of their resolution, so that's what I put into the bill.
Any more discussion to the amendment?
But Cuggy, I think that next session we need to start talking about this, because I think it, as an agency of the nation, is appropriate for them to get an appropriation for monies to operate.
So we're going with this because it's cheaper than going for the whole ball of wax, huh?
No, we're going with this because I've got a resolution from the council that I think was unanimously approved, wasn't it?
It was. I don't see it on here.
The vote. Bottom is the
vote.
Oh,
yeah, 8 in favor, 0 opposed.
Mr. Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. To offer this, I'm not, build cost is not defined in law. I think it might be better if you stated occupancy and indirect costs.
All right, I can do that. Strike the build for then. Okay. Amend my motion. After 2018, insert for space and indirect costs, occupancy and indirect costs, excuse me, occupancy.
Was that a restatement or was that an amendment?
It's a restatement. It's a withdrawn restatement.
A withdrawn restatement. Is there a second to that restatement? Congresswoman Pratt seconded. Any more discussion to this amendment? Congressman Supranaut?
Yeah, I'd like to discuss it more. Is there anything about, I mean, once we do this, we've set a precedent, and then if they come for more, we'd probably have to give it to them. But is there anything different about that department that, that we shouldn't be doing this? That, I mean, is it the same as all other departments?
Well, it's a constitutionally mandated agency of the Osage Nation.
Can I suggest that we go ahead and vote on this amendment and then discuss the bill further on its merits?
Yes.
Is that okay? Okay, all in favor of the amendment, say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Is there any opposed to the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment passes. Now we're in discussion on the bill, and I think that you have a question before you're going to answer.
Well, that... I'm okay with the request because the Constitution states that the minerals, well, first of all, it states that the legislature is supposed to provide for utilization, development, and conservation of all natural resources, but clearly the management of the mineral estate is mandated to the Minerals Council, which we find... Well, you guys are familiar with this. I mean, I can read it to you again, but the Constitution provides for that agency.
Provides for that, but they're limited to just approving leases. See, here's the thing that I'm questioning. There is a major difference, in my opinion. Their revenue only goes to a select group of people, and the revenue from all other departments is distributed among the whole nation.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. We had a case yesterday where we appropriated money that's going to a select group of people.
Which one was that?
Money for to have educational programs for children. Point is, we appropriate lots of money that is targeted. I mean, I could say the scholarships are appropriated for only those people that want to go to college or that have a need to go to college. Some people already gone to college and they're not going to college anymore. So, I mean, I just disagree with your statement that our revenue always goes to all Osages.
Congressman Walker.
There's probably quite a few that say if you per cap it, then that would be a different story.
Would this be a result of an increase to their existing costs?
No.
So when we moved out, did they immediately take over our former space?
I can't tell you. We gave them money to be able to do so.
Are they paying space cost on it?
My understanding is that they have been billed for space costs. Now, whether they've been billed for that space cost, I don't know. You know, we haven't been billed for this space cost.
Okay, well, see, that's what I'm getting at. Is this a reimbursement to some extent?
Well, nobody, no. I mean, money doesn't, it's paper.
Well, but it's still, it transfers from one line item in a certain, it would transfer up, we guess, out of C-395 or whatever they call that into the treasury for space cost, an indirect cost. It's a calculation that happens every month, and it's reduced and added.
I don't think this would be a C-395. This wouldn't go into the C-395.
Well, I'm just saying, are they paying this amount currently? I mean, is this over and above what they used to pay? How much did they used to pay? What are they paying now?
My understanding is they're not, is they haven't been paying anything.
That's my understanding also. Mr. Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I believe in their budget currently out of the C-93 of our funds, they budgeted $16,000 for the year, which covered the space that they currently have. This appropriation is for the full fiscal year, so it does go back to October 1, and it does include the increased amount for the space cost that we used to have, which is roughly $29,000 just for that space cost. And then you have the additional indirect costs that are charged on the occupancy. So this does take it back retroactive, essentially, to the beginning of the fiscal year, and it does include both sides.
What's that?
That's the first I've heard about was money that being paid out of the C-395. Was that the first time you've heard it?
Well, that's their only source of revenue that they would have to pay this build cost. So I was
Do
under
we
the
know
impression
whether the money
I don't know if that has ever been paid. I know that I've been told by accounting that it was in their budget for $16,000.
Do we have don't we get a financial statement on the C-395 funds? So we don't know.
So did that satisfy your question or not, Congressman Walker?
It provided some clarification.
Thank you. Mr. Potts.
In addition, there have been some correspondence between my office, Congresswoman Edwards, and accounting that these numbers need to be increased as they do not currently cover the full cost of indirect cost and space cost for exactly what was intended or what was said to be intended. These numbers are based on that resolution, absolutely.
So it's my understanding this is the space cost and the indirect cost is something they're billed for. So was there ever a bill presented to the Minerals Council or a document from the Treasury stating how much they were to pay for these, for the space, use of space and?
Well, thank you for underscoring an issue that, another issue that we probably ought to be aware of. How do we actually, we just get told this is what we're going to pay for the year. And it's not generated by us, it's generated by another department. And we build it into our budget and we pay it, which is why I didn't go and second guess what they said they were being, and billed may not even be the proper word. How does it charged? So, has someone come to us and said, by the way, your charge has changed for occupancy, which clearly we have a different space allowance now than we had before? I don't believe so, right?
That would be correct. We're still paying the same amount of space cost equivalent to what we had, what we paid last year.
However, I believe that the number that was given to us includes the additional space that they would take over. And by the way, that space, as I understand it, is for storage of their maps and some other documents that they received from the Bureau. And I am very aware that they need to protect those documents, and to not have any place to put them is not good.
Congressman Walker.
No, it's not good. If that's the case, they give basically $1 million a year to administer their functions. And if we're going to make the argument that, well, we pay space cost and indirect cost for all the other programs and departments of the nation, and we do. A lot of it's for federal funds. The federally funded programs, space cost and indirect costs are paid out of the federal revenue that we receive. The same thing could apply here. Any one of us could say, well, they get $1 million, and if they need additional funding for a specific need, then
So be it.
Communicate that to us, and we'll consider an appropriation for a special needs request. But to now, you know, the irony of this, that we all are aware of, is we're independent. Leave us alone. Get out of our business. It's been a barrier. We've not worked with the Minerals Council since this government was formed in 2006. That doesn't benefit anyone. Nobody. Not them, not us, not the shareholders, not production, nothing.
I saw this as an opportunity
I do too. But I can't help but think, it reminds me of a story. I had a buddy that his wife left him, and she said that she wanted some independence. And about a month later, she had a flat tire, and she called him. She said, "Hey, I've got a flat tire out here on the freeway. Can you come help me?" And he said, "You said you wanted your independence. Here's your opportunity." I mean, do they want independence or not? Are we going down this road? Are we going to pay their space cost, their indirect cost, but not their salaries? What's their financial situation? We don't get their financials. But they need $134,000 for part of their operating budget. I don't like it.
Congressman Supernov?
I'm not going to say I don't like it, but I think we need clarification on it. I just don't, because they don't, their money, it doesn't go to the whole nation. It's just, they keep their money. It just seems like we ought to be really careful about setting the precedent, because there's a lot more people that don't share in the oil money than there are that do. And they all might have a reason to complain about us paying all their expenses.
The Constitution says the mineral estate of the Osage Reservation is reserved to the Osage Nation. The government of the Osage Nation shall have the perpetual obligation to ensure the preservation of the Osage mineral estate.
Read the next.
The government shall further ensure the rights of the mineral royalty interest holders of Osage descent, as set forth in the Osage Allotment Act of June 28, 1906, as amended, to income derived from the Osage mineral estate are protected.
Says the nation discharges that obligation to the minerals.
To discharge those obligations, the nation hereby creates a minerals management agency designated the Osage Minerals Council, consisting of members of the Osage Nation who are entitled to receive mineral royalty income from the Osage mineral estate. Can we keep reading?
No, I just say that the nation discharges that obligation to the minerals.
The Osage Minerals Council is recognized by the Osage Nation government as an independent agency within the Osage Nation, established for the sole purpose of continuing its previous duties to administer and develop the Osage mineral estate in accordance with the Osage Allotment Act. My position on this is the Osage Nation Minerals Council needs space in the Osage Nation to protect and preserve documents relating to the Osage mineral estate. I have no problem as the Osage Nation government in appropriating money for them to do that. I've got a resolution. That's what they asked for. They can, in my opinion, they can ask for more, but they didn't right now. And we aren't the entity that typically asks independent agencies, put some more money in your budget. So it's what we have in front of us. It's what I put the bill in for. It's what I'm supporting.
Congressman Supernov.
Do you think we ought to get an opinion from the Attorney General on this? Because sure as shooting, they're going to come back for more money next year if we give them this.
I mean, we've got an opinion from the Supreme Court that says we are obligated to provide operating costs for the branches of our government. Now, I don't think that we can say, by the way, we're cutting out one of our agencies. I mean, we've been supplementing federal funding. We've been funding, we've been supplementing federal programs now for many years. So the federal government says, here, we're giving you money for a specific purpose. I guess you could argue that the C395 money is something that comes down from the government.
No, I don't think so. That's taken out of their funds.
Well, the mineral estate is held in trust by the U.S. government. I'm pretty sure those three C395 monies come down through the federal government or the Office of Special Trustee. Probably through the Office of Special Trustee, but they come from a third, they come from a source outside of the Osage Nation. They control the use of those funds. We as the representatives of the Osage Nation government have an obligation to ensure that the preservation of, we have an obligation to ensure the preservation of the mineral estate. And my position is that includes the documents that represent the mineral estate, that reflect the mineral estate. I don't want to turn this into another fight over the minutia. I thought we were moving forward. I was happy to see that we were going to get some additional space for the Minerals Council. Happy they said they needed it. They do need it. They're looking for some relief from occupancy and indirect costs, which they've apparently been charged, and I think we have an obligation to assist them.
Congressman Walker.
Are we going to extend the olive branch or not? And I'm fine, let's go with it. Said I don't really like it. It's just like I said, it's this independent, we're independent, leave us alone, get out of our business, let's not work together on anything, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but the Supreme Court has clarified that. The Osage Nation Supreme Court has told us, has given us guidance about that.
Okay, I agree. But it's independent, independent, independent.
Maybe that's not everybody over there.
Well, it's reflected by an 8-0 vote. That surprises me.
Congressman Bryant.
So first, I had a couple of questions. Like, how did this, when you stated that they're requesting this, I see the resolution, but how did this all start? Did they approach you, or did you approach them? Or because it says the Osage Nation Congress has offered to prepare legislation to relieve the Osage Minerals Council.
Good question.
Of not only space costs, but will include indirect costs.
And they approached me.
Osage Minerals Council is agreeable in having the Osage Nation prepare legislation.
They approached me several years ago. Well, I should say two councilwomen approached me several years ago.
About paying their space cost?
I remember what I said? They approached me about getting additional space. And at that point, we needed additional space too. Plus, I wanted us to have access, if you recall, and you've heard me say this 100 times, to an emergency exit that was blocked. So in a public meeting, I asked Bruce Cass on behalf of the executive branch to explore whether the Minerals Council and the Congress could have access to additional space in that building.
I recall those conversations.
And the answer came back, no. So when we decided to move down here, and that wasn't my decision. I think it was a CA decision eventually. It might have been a speaker decision. It was a good decision, I'm not questioning it, but
it was a collective decision.
I thought everyone got an opportunity to express themselves by email.
Yeah. I know, mm-hmm. I agree with that, but I'm not sure who exactly made the decision is my point. Then when we moved down here, then I was approached and asked, could they move into our space? which led to the appropriation of the $60,000, was that last session or session before last, for moving costs for them to move into our former space.
Wouldn't a more appropriate question have been, are you guys moved out? Are you done with that space? Because we don't say who moves in what space and whatnot. That's not a legislative function. If we're, I think the question would have been, are you guys done with that space? Yes, we are. That's not, can we move into that space that you guys have moved out of?
I can't tell them how to frame their question.
Okay.
But I do believe that when the Congress of 12 appropriated money to them for moving, that certainly sent a message to them that we were approving their moving. And that discussion was clearly about them moving into that space. So whether they asked the right question or not, I can't tell you.
Congressman Pratt.
Okay, but what I continue to hear is that they approached you to see if there was more space. The answer was no, then we move out. Then they approached you again, can we move into the space? Okay, so there's moving, and then then we did do for the moving costs, but I still don't hear a conversation about them specifically requesting other than this for their ongoing space costs and whatnot. So, I mean, can we have a discussion with them? I mean, that would be typical of what the expectation of is with everyone else's appropriation and perhaps a budget. So something to look at. Because again, we're sitting here not quite sure that this is, I'm just saying that might be the expectation of any other appropriation bill that we're doing. So,
okay, what are you unsure about?
We should have, well, because we don't get to see their budget. So do they have a prepared budget for this? Do we know that that's the correct number? And then can we
have a budget
with them? Well, I mean, yeah, because I don't know what their budget looks like. So do they have a budget that looks similar to ours, or?
I don't know.
Yeah, so I would.
Eli, you said you've seen a budget? No, you haven't seen a budget, okay.
And then discussion?
The law requires support documentation. So I'm happy to ask them for a budget. And then you want a representative? You want me to ask the chairman to come to a meeting?
Sure.
Congressman Walker?
She's simply saying, can we treat this like we do everything else?
And
we
I
have
say
a resolution.
That's fine.
They're asking for $134,000 by resolution, and that's it.
I know that's. I thought that was a lot better than one person coming in here and with a budget. I was actually happy to receive that because I thought that was a clear, formal expression of the will of the body. But I'm happy to ask for a budget. I'm happy to ask them to send us a budget.
You could pick this apart if you wanted to.
I agree with that, and I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to do that.
Okay.
Well, I'm just trying to find out what the individual members want.
Anyone else is either.
Well,
what else do you want?
I see that. Well, it's my understanding that maybe they didn't realize that they're not just being relieved of it. I don't know. I think that.
Well, this body cannot relieve another body of a financial obligation. We don't do that.
Well,
unless we appropriate
what I'm saying
money
is
to
that
them.
Where the confusion is, because then this is also says is it agreeable and having the Osage Indian Congress prepare legislation to relieve the Osage Minerals Council of these costs.
Well, see, by appropriation, that is what we're doing.
Congressman Supernov, did you want to be recognized?
Oh, again.
I just saw your hand, and I thought you were
I was just saying that's what you did. I'm going to vote for it, but I've sure got some questions on it. I think we ought to pursue them. I'm hearing that that the Supreme Court says we have to do this, and I just don't, I'm not sure that they do say that.
Now, Cuggy, I'm happy to hear that, because you've been taking the position, I thought you were taking the position, that when the chief sent over a request for money, if we had it, we had to give it to him.
Well, he didn't request this. This came from the Minerals Council.
Okay, so when the Minerals Council, I don't think there's a, how could there be a distinction?
Anyway, I'm gonna vote for it, but I've got some, it borders on what I call law and pop legislation.
What you call that?
I'll explain that someday, if you even care what that is.
Oh, I care.
I wanna hear it right now.
Well, it's, I mean.
It's funny every time he says it.
I wasn't going to ask to move this out today, but I do think at some point we've gotta move. Do you want to set it on another? I think the speaker wants a budget. Do you want me to invite the chairman to come to a meeting?
Well, I would, I just want clarification on is, because what's happening and what the specific language in this doesn't.
Speaker, would you want me to ask the chairman to come
sure,
to a meeting?
You can.
Okay, I'm happy to.
Congressman Walker.
Hearing from the chairman or a representative from the Minerals Council would be good. The justification might be, we're looking at legal fees for this, this, this. We're right on the doorstep of getting the rules and regs updated. We need to spend $387,000 here and blah, blah, blah. We only have so much money here and there. And we need this $134,000 so we can accomplish certain things that we have set out that needs to be done for the Minerals Estate. We might appropriate this money and then hear from accounting out on the street, why'd you guys do that? They have $785,000 in their account. Oh, I don't know. We didn't know that. We don't know.
I am happy to let you tell the chairman how to present, and I'm going to ask the chairman.
I'm not going to do that.
I'll ask the chairman to come to the next meeting, but I am going to ask the chairman because I think that's the appropriate person to hear from.
Congressman Supernov.
Question, what would be the difference between this and them coming to us for legal fees going to the Attorney General for their legal fees? What would be the difference?
Well, so far I believe that we have taken the position, or I believe that the Supreme Court has guided us that, and the Constitution has guided us, that we need to provide operating expenses. Our legal fees, operating expenses, I could argue that, well, as a lawyer, I would argue,
well,
of course they are. But, I mean.
Well, if he's going to argue
some,
for them,
many of you,
you
many of you say,
departments?
Including yesterday, that we don't need to spend money on legal expenses because they aren't part of operating expenses.
Good luck with that one.
You know, I'm simply the messenger here, folks.
Congresswoman.
I move to postpone.
Yes, ma'am.
Or postpone.
1804.
Let's see, 1804.
The motion to postpone. I have a second. Any discussion to that? All in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're at adjournment. Without objection, the committee meeting is adjourned.
Our budget and on the request. Can you give me the day when you're going to reset this so I can ask the chairman to please?